I it was a good win yesterday. You know, I never ever want to take for granted a win. I know how hard it is to get wins in this league. But I am trying to develop a mentality here of a championship football team. And I want us, our performances to be good and strong each and every week. And so that was really my frustration after the ball game. But I do appreciate how hard our guys fought. You know, there's a lot of times in the ball game that we, when things weren't going good, and we could have allowed them to score, allowed them to win the football game, and we hung in there and kept fighting. And that's one thing this team has is a lot of heart and a lot of fight. And so we just have to clean up some mistakes and keep trying to pound the mentality that I want these guys to have, and each and every week, so that we can eventually grow to where I want us to get to.
You watched the film, and you appreciated a little the win a little bit more after watching the film, or?
I appreciate the win. I appreciate the effort our guys gave. I appreciate, like I say, in the fourth quarter, we played a lot better in the fourth quarter than we did in the second and third, I thought. And, you know, there was times on the sideline that guys were frustrated and could have fallen back into, you know, a woe was me kind of a deal, but we didn't do that. We we kept fighting, and I think that's why we were able to win a football game.
You'll be 7-7. What that mean to you to get back to 500 considering where you're at?
I mean, I'd be an average coach. I don't. It doesn't really mean anything to me right now. I just want to get focused on the Lions and really what we have to do to improve more so than them even right at this point, where we can get to that. But you know, I think this team, through all of the things that we've had to overcome throughout the course of this season, it shows some resiliency. It shows some intestinal fortitude that we've been able to establish, and trying to continue to get this thing going in the right direction.
Jared McKinnon on injured reserve for the weekend. What went behind the thought process of putting him on there?
Well, he's going to be out for 2 months, so he probably wouldn't be ready.
Just having to wait this long.
Excuse me?
A few weeks and just try to see if he can get any better. But did it just?
Well, he had been bothering him for a little while, and he did come back and play a couple games, and then the 2 weeks, and we just decided that it was time, you know, and it needed to be fixed, and we just couldn't prolong it any further.
What's going to be done? And that's going to keep him out for 2 months.
He's already had it done.
Okay, what was the
procedure? What do you call it? I don't know. It's a procedure on his back.
Is injured reserve a possibility? Or do you think you guys might be able to get him back by the end of the year here?
I don't think that's a possibility.
Are you interested in seeing more of Joe Banyard? And has he done something to not put himself in a position to get more playing time so far?
No. He is not. And he'll probably get some more carries. I think Matt probably had a few too many carries. We'd like to give Ben a few more carries this week as well. And so we'll see. You know, sometimes just getting the flow of games and things happen, and, you know, unless you pre-script it and say this series, you know, sometimes that's just the way it goes. And but Matt probably got a few too many, and those other guys probably got a few too less.
Yesterday, just not being as tight as you wanted it. What did you see in the film that sort of might have explained the way that went yesterday?
Well, we were not good with our eyes a lot of times, you know, looking in the backfield, not being in the right position, techniques, you know, there was, and then we made some mistakes too, you know, that I probably could have done a better job this week of emphasizing some of those things.
In terms of Sharif Boyd, you know, he's been kind of in and out of games. Is it time to possibly rest him, or you think he'll be good to go Sunday? What's kind of his updated status?
I don't know. We'll see how he goes. He feels better. Last week he felt better than he did the week before, and so we'll just kind of see how it goes this week.
Pass rusher. Seems like a pretty good move to the front, but pass rushing capabilities.
It's guys that are players that, you know, they have a specialty in one area. For them to take the next step sometimes takes a little bit of time and understanding those things. And I don't know that in these next 3 weeks he's going to develop into a real good pass rusher. But I do have hopes for him in the future. And, you know, a lot of times these defensive linemen, they really take, you know, I had one coach tell me one time it takes 3 years before the guy's really shows what he can really do. Because there's so many things that go on in professional football as a defensive lineman. You don't, you know, it's not just run up the field and, you know, don't play the run or you do this or do that. Sometimes it takes a little while.
This morning, is he going to be hard-pressed to play on Sunday?
I don't know. He had an MRI today. But I don't, from what I can remember, I don't think it was real serious.
Like Jerry said, he's never had a game winning anything in any level, and then to do it yesterday. What can a game like that, he said he was cuddling the game ball when he got home. What can I do for a guy's confidence? He's been going forward all year long.
Yeah, and I heard he was gonna take it home last night as well, and he might have showered with it. But it's great for him because he works real hard. And I think he continues to get better each week. He's got a lot of speed and I think someone in here asked me, you know, at the beginning of the year we have one receiver that's caught balls in NFL games or something. You know, that's why these guys come in and play and they get these opportunities to show what they can do. And, those are the kind of success stories you really like to have, you know, guys that and they get the opportunity and he made a great run on it, and we did a good job blocking. And Teddy did a nice audible with it too. But he made a guy miss, and then and from there it was pretty much to the house. But he had a nice run on that reverse as well. So it's great for him.
Can you describe the success that you have running reverses, and then how you've limited the gains on opponents the past couple weeks?
Well, as far as us running the reverses, I think when you find these teams that are flowing real hard and, really the two of the reverses Teddy's made really good blocks on that have allowed the guys to get there. And then also we've done a good job of sealing the side, and then Sullivan's gotten downfield pretty good on both of them. And as far as stopping the reverse, it's, it's really just being in the right place and guys understanding what they're supposed to do.
Score points in the second half after starting off really well. What attributed to that?
Let's see. Well, I think we missed 2 field goals. So there's 6 points. I don't know. I'm off the top of my head. I've already moved on to Detroit. I'm sorry. I could probably say we didn't convert on third downs or something. It's hard for me to remember right now.
Able to get clarity on Charlie Johnson's injury. He said the X-rays were negative, but he's going to get an MRI today.
He's got an ankle sprain.
How important is that first divisional win?
Well, it's important that we win. And, in order to get to where we want to get to, we got to win games in the division. And so that's important, because these are people that we have to play twice a year, and the people that we're trying to beat and trying to get to their level. And so, you know, it's important. It's going to be a tough test. They're a very good football team. They got a lot of skill, and they're playing very well, and very confident right now.
Tried to preach to Josh Robinson as he kind of has some ups and downs this season.
Yeah, you know, it's more about a lot of it is technique. You know, he lets his technique slide, and then some of it is you have to, you know, when things aren't going good for you, you have to burr up and, you know, fight the demons a little bit. You got to get in there and compete. So some of it's a little lack of confidence, I think, when things struggle for him. So he has all the ability to do it, and just whether or not he can, you know, muster up when it's time to go.
That's his play on Percy there in the corner. It seemed like he was in decent position, but Percy just reacted to the ball so much quicker.
He was bad off the line of scrimmage, so that was, you know, he put himself in bad position early, and then he wasn't able to locate the ball in the air.
Outside of the pick six, what do you think of Hodges and how he filled in for Barr?
I thought he played good. I've said this before. He's got some physicality to him. He gets off of blocks good, tackle good. There's like every position, there's always going to be plays that you want to be better. But I thought, you know, Gerald, throughout the course of the year, when he's in there, he's been doing good.
Hold him and try to perfect him, I guess, in some manner to where he can be consistent there at linebacker.
It's really just being disciplined, you know, so that, you know, because a lot of what we do defensively is having trust in everybody around, trust that I'm going to be here and this guy's going to be there and this guy's going to do his job. And, you know, most of the time he does do that. And it's just developing the trust that he's going to do it more consistently than what he's doing. And I think he understands that.
Bank Stadium, you're now the first ever NFL team that was displaced in that manner to having a better record than the previous year. You've exceeded last year's win total. What? Hooray, right? What were some of the keys in that? I mean, just embracing it and having a positive attitude and not looking at it as an inconvenience? I mean, you tell me.
I honestly don't know. I think teams that do things right usually win football games, and it doesn't matter really where you play. I think our fans have been really good. I think that the people here, the management and the university have done a good job of making us feel at home. I know I feel like it. That's our stadium now. I feel, you know, the way that the staff here has tried to make the locker room exactly how we want it to be for the Vikings that day. You know, these guys have all worked tirelessly since they knew this was going to happen in a long, long time, and they've done a great job in that. And then, you know, I think it's a great stadium, to be honest with you. So, you know, I guess a combination of both. And then, you know, we've won some games at the end.
A few weeks ago, you guys talked with Teddy a little bit about mechanics. What was the focal point of that? What were you trying to get?
He was dropping the ball just a little bit. I mean, it wasn't anything major, but he's dropping the ball a little bit. But
time for two more. What significance does that have?
Well, it doesn't. You know, if you drop him down, it's coming out more. The trajectory is coming out a little bit higher, and I think that's why he was overthrowing some of the balls.
Philosophy on Victory Monday. Last week they had it off. This week you got them here. Does that depend how they play?
You know, each week is different. Honestly, for me, I think a little bit of how they play. It's a little bit what we want to get accomplished on Monday. And I wanted to talk to him again, you know, after I'd had my 10-minute calm down period. I wanted to talk to him again about, you know, my expectations and where we want to go and how we want to get there. I made a promise to him that if they won last week that we'd change the schedule this week. So I did that, but I didn't promise them that they'd have a Monday off. So, and I'm always going to stick to my promises with them. But I just felt it was important we get in and watch the tape. I get a chance to talk to them, and, you know, and if we win next week, maybe I'll give them off. I don't know. I just, you know, I kind of decide that sometimes in the fourth quarter, you know, against Carolina, I decided in the fourth quarter because I knew we had that one done. But in this one, I kind of decided in my 10-minute calming cool-off period. Is that what it's called? Cool-off period? So, all right. I don't know, you'd have to ask the players that. All right, thank you.